Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. First up, the project and export finance space. Thomas Hopkins, TXF's very own reporter, takes a look at the UK and European interconnectors and how project finance friendly the sector is looking. I mean, you can count the number of true project financings on one hand, but following changes to regulation and more expected to follow in the coming months, the sector is looking increasingly project finance friendly. On our essentials news front, LS Power has signed on its Leconte Energy Storage Construction Loan. Over on our third-party news tracker service, Standard Chartered has signed an ECA-backed loan to finance a Ghana road project. India Exim has backed the Togo Solar Electrification Project, and Mazda has announced plans to develop 2 gigawatt of solar power in Iraq. Over in the commodity finance space, Angolan State Oil Company Sonangol has awarded a tender for the one-year supply of fuels to trading houses Vital and Totsa. Bontenero Energy Corporation has finalised the credit facility redetermination with its syndicate of lenders, agreeing a borrowing base of $265 million. Mining group Glencore has agreed to acquire BHP's and Angola America's respective interests in the Sergion coal mine in Colombia. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Rika Ishii has been appointed head of Tajikistan for the EBRD. Bahrain Development Bank has announced the launch of Tajara, a new digital banking platform for SMEs that enables business to apply. A new digital banking platform for SMEs that enables businesses to apply for loans online for the first time in the kingdom. And the Inter-American Development Bank has approved a $300 million conditional credit line for Peru to support investment in business innovation and help close the technology gap that holds SMEs back. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.